This shit never starts in time. What the fuck?
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys radio program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. This is episode 152.
This is Herb.
What? What? Oh, I'm sorry. My ears were destroyed from that. It's Fry.
What, from the song?
Yeah, dude, that's why I only put it on one ear, because it's way too loud.
Oh, that one's
stuck. Sorry. It was,
it's like, welcome.
You know.
Overmodulation.
Yep.
So, what's been up, people? How you been doing? Who you be? How you been?
Chilling. Yeah. Chilling. Cannot complain. Well, yeah, I can't complain.
I'm gelling.
What do you have to complain about?
God, man, so many things. No. I don't know. You know, I try to stay on the positive frame of mind, always trying to stay on the up and up no matter what happens, yeah, roll dude, with the punches.
You seem that way.
But, yeah, dude, it's just been... I mean, you try to quit your job, try to go get a new one, but nobody's hiring, man.
Dude, I know.
Lakeland is on a hiring freeze, man, and it is, I mean, I can make $13 a day anywhere, you know, just that I can't get, you know, hired anywhere other than Grillsmith. Come eat some meat. Put it in your mouth. Chew it up.
Right.
Okay, you guys talk. I have to record American Idol because they're singing all Mariah Carey songs today.
Did someone say fag?
Jesus.
I think you just ran across the room.
Tapping Christ.
You know how to do it, right?
All right. Well, welcome to the show. It's Brian Herb.
We're
and
here.
The American Idol person that is no longer on the show.
Right. It's going to be our show. Well, I have some poems for our listeners that wrote us reviews, but I don't have to do those yet.
Not yet.
I don't have all of them because, believe it or not, it's hard to be so goddamn funny all the time. And and plus, I don't, you know, the listeners or the poems that I wrote before were like people that we had talked to, so I knew something about them. And once I have like one piece of reference about someone, I can turn that into a whole joke. But if I don't know them at all, then it's like, what do I talk about?
So if you do send us all those stars or whatever, you need to send a note saying who you are, what your hobbies are.
Or just, you know, hey, I'm this person from this place and, you know, I look like this. Give us a picture.
And my favorite color is green.
Right. It could be anything, you know. Otherwise, I mean, I'll still do the poems either way, but it takes me a lot longer if I don't know anything about the person. So I've got David from Denver and Mr. Brother Casey. I've got your poems ready, and we're going to do them a little bit. But what's damning, Ricky? He's like, damn.
Four of the first songs to American Idol.
All you have to do is, you know, listen to them on YouTube tomorrow. Yeah, but that'll cost money, won't it? On iTunes? All right, well, anyway, nobody can hear you. I'm sorry.
True.
So all day, yesterday and today, I've been doing a lot of different things.
Okay, I'm back.
Just like stuff around the house and making money and weirdness. And anyway, it's kind of funny. The reason that I got fired from Walmart in October was, I talked about this before, but it's because basically they considered me... I had like a side business of helping people out with computers, out completely separate from Walmart, having nothing to do with it. We had no contracts. There were no handshakes, no checks, nothing like that. It was nothing professional. It was just like, hey, if you need some help with your computer, I will fix that shit up for you. And a lot of those people I met through Walmart, but it wasn't like I sold them a computer at Walmart or I bought stuff from Walmart and then I sold them it at a cheaper price. You know, it wasn't some black market bullshit. So one of the guys that I helped out was kind of this loser guy, and he ended up coming to Walmart and because he knew that I worked there, and he talked to my manager, and he told her, oh, he didn't do what I wanted him to do, and blah, 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 and where's he at? And she's like, well, he can't do that. So they considered that conflict of interest, and I told them, look, technically it's not conflict of interest, because if you guys don't offer a Geek Squad-type service, then I'm not competing with you, because there's no competition. And they were like, yeah, but you're still making money from an outside source due to the fact that you're finding your customers through, you know, your job here. And I'm like, I guess if you want to be all technical.
Well, you could, like, meet them outside before they go in the Walmart.
Right, like, how would they even know? Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I guess, but the HR woman was a bitch anyway. The store manager was really nice, and she didn't give me a problem. She was just like, look, I'm sorry, you know, we love you. You're our best electronics guy. You can make a lot more money at Best Buy. You know, if we let one person go, we have to let everybody go, so I have to let you go. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, you know, if she said it like that, you know, her seeing it like that is fine. The HR manager took me on this huge, like, 15-minute journey of conversation that didn't really need to happen, and it was just like, shut the fuck up, bitch. If I'm fired, just tell me I'm fired. We don't need to dance around it for 15 minutes.
No kidding, right?
So, you know, I was like, all right, when am I getting my check? And I got out. That was in October. Anyway, this woman yesterday called me, you know, she was like, hey, is this Herb? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, hey, you know, I met you like 7 or 8 months ago when you were working at Walmart, and you said if I needed any computer help, you know, to let you know. And bam, she dropped off her computer yesterday, and I'm going to make money. So Ricky and I are thinking of writing up a little contract that says, hey, I am good with computers, but I'm not a, you know, board-certified professional. If you give them to me and I fix them for you, I cannot be liable for anything that happens afterwards, but I will help you, you know, I'll help you work through. I mean, if you take it home and it doesn't work, I'll help you work it out and you can bring it back. But I'm not going to be, like, sued because you thought I was some Geek Squad service. So I'm going to have people sign that just so I can't get sued, because I wouldn't be able to deal with that kind of money.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but anyway, it looks really good so far. This computer only took me, like, a day and a half. And I wasn't, you know, straight working on it the whole time. It was kind of off and on, but it was, like, the same with Fry's computer. It was basically, it just needed... I mean, it's amazing how many people have Windows computers, and it's like, they just need to be cleaned up, a few things fixed, and a few things maintained, and after that, they work perfect. I wish everybody would just tell you that when you buy a Windows computer, that it needs to be maintained like a car, and then everybody would have awesome computers, like, all the time. But, you know, they make it sound as if it's like a Mac, where it's like, you know, oh, buy it, and it'll work amazing forever. And it's like,
wait, no. Did you just say a Mac did that?
No, yeah, but the point is, Ricky, is that,
yay,
yes, Macs are cool because they work really well, and there's really generally no problems with them. But with that restriction and with that limitation, it costs you the price of customization. You can't custom a Mac nearly as much as you can custom a Windows or a Linux. So
You can. You just have to be really good at it.
No, you can't. You can't. It's built one way, and that's the way it works. There's some ways some people do it, but what I'm saying is, put it this way. Both types of computers are good for, depending on what you're looking for in a computer. If you want something that can do anything in the entire world, but comes with the problems of, you know, put it this way. It's like, remember in Aladdin when the genie was like, you know, yeah, it's great being a genie. You know, you have, you know, amazing cosmic powers in a little bitty space. It's the same thing. With Windows, it's like you can do anything you want, but you can also fuck yourself up ridiculously by having all that power to be able to do anything you want on your computer. With Mac, it's like, yeah, it'll work amazing, and it'll never have any problems, but you can only do so much with it.
I have a question. If I was a genie, why wouldn't I just make my lamp, like,
a bigger
huge
lamp? Yeah, like, make it a house or something.
And like, could, you know, up there's the neighbor's house on the corner. You see that thing that's huger than, you know, it's bigger than, looks, actually, it's just my lamp.
Right.
Yeah, it's a castle. It's got a moat.
All you have to do is rub it, and then he comes out, you know. Yeah.
Whoa. 40% of our taxes funded the Iraq war.
Wow. Dude, it's like $3 billion a day, man.
All right. That's crazy.
Oh, speaking of which, yeah, so taxes this year, awesome. What do I owe? $0. What am I getting back? $11.
Hell, woo! For what? What did you do this
year? With the $600 stimulus package.
That counts too.
Even it does count.
Yeah, and mine comes out to about $1,100 with the stimulus package.
Yeah, oh, it's $519 without that.
I got $1,900 back, and that's without the stimulus package.
Yeah, but that's because you're fat. I love you.
So, you know, Lakeland was on the national news once again.
That was
this week.
Welcome to Polk County.
Dude, that was so terrible. Those girls are fucking stupid.
Six or seven girls decided they were going to beat up this cheerleader.
They're like, that bitch is totally wearing our fucking colors this season, motherfucker.
Mm-mm. All right. So let's like do a role play of what you think happened, like what they were talking about.
Oh.
All right. So. Who wants to be the cheerleader that's getting beaten up, and who wants to be the cheerleader that's the two cheerleaders that's beating them up?
I'm going to be the two guys standing outside to make sure that nobody can come in or out of the house.
I want to be the girl that's like the one that
that's
you
getting
know,
beaten up.
The one that's like, okay, there were a bunch giving the beating. There were two that were getting beat up, and then there was one girl.
No. There was one getting beat up, two of them beating her up.
Okay, but then I want to be the girls on the side that are like, you know what she said that I caught on video that I'm trying to hint to you without you saying it?
First off, why would you be stupid enough to videotape that?
Just
one of you guys pick the beating and the beaters, and I'll pick the other one.
Okay, I'm going to be the beater.
Okay, I'll be the B10.
Wait, am I the beater? Wait, I'm the beater.
Rihanna. That's how everybody starts.
You know, I love Ciara.
I'm the one that's beating her, right? Right. Oh my god, bitch. You totally said Bob loved you on MySpace, and I fucking hate you, whore.
I totally put JK
Shut
next
the fuck
to
up,
it.
Bitch.
I totally put JT next to it. Doesn't
smile
really
at this bitch.
Oh
smile
my god.
At this bitch. Pow.
Oh my mascara.
Oh my god, they're fighting.
Oh my god.
Like, let me tell you something, you whore. Let me tell you something.
Don't rip it. I just got it at Plato's Closet.
Bob totally said your puss smells like fries ass.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hey, guys.
What the fuck? Wait a minute.
Is this, hey, guys. Is this going to take a while? Is this going to take a while? Because I need to get to cheerleading practice.
Listen here, bitch. If you don't shut up, you're next.
Well, dude, can you believe? Okay, can you believe that? They actually caught the girl on the tape saying, is this going to take, like, more than an hour? Because I need to get to my cheerleading practice.
Well, they were also in jail saying that.
Oh, in jail?
No, they're not still in jail. Dr. Phil paid their bail. They're all out.
Is that the one that Dr.
Phil did? All out. Yeah, dude.
I saw that on Yahoo News.
All of their bail. What? If there was a douche of the year award... George Bush has had the last 6 years running. Don't get me wrong. Dr. Phil just
7 years.
Oh, well, year one really wasn't bad.
I'm
sorry. That's when he allowed September 11th to happen.
Yeah, never mind.
Did
Dr. Phil have like an episode where he brought them on there?
Mm-mm.
What happened?
No, not yet.
They're not allowed to talk about
yet.
It.
Nobody's allowed to talk
There's
about
a
it.
Why did he pay their bail?
Because he's fucking retarded.
No, but you don't know that. Why did he pay their bail?
Because he thought he was going to get the story out of them, but when they were bailed, they had a gag order.
The Britney Spears case. Remember, he got involved in that, just kind of get his name in there and kind of get the big story and same thing with this. But the judge said, you know, the kids can't say shit, and they're not going to be tried as adults, which is bull.
If I was his
I thought they said they were going to try them.
I hope they are.
They are.
They better be.
They should, and they should go to fucking jail for like 4 years.
The chick was 5 weeks pregnant. Did you know that?
The one that they were beating up?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fractured
skull. Did she lose her baby?
I don't know yet.
That's some dirty.
It would have looked
right
like a baby rat, I'll tell you.
Dude,
that.
I swear, like 25 years from now, it's going to be like, and the fucking baby's going to come and kill those cheerleaders and their children and their husbands.
And it's going to be called...
She's going to be like, Black Mamba.
Who's going to get the movie rights? Mulberry.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
I love how they say Lakeland, Florida, because nobody knows what the fuck Mulberry is. That's where it actually happened.
What's funny is Mulberry was in a movie called
Backdoor Sluts 10.
Wasn't that Andy Griffith? No, that was Mayberry.
No, Mulberry.
Mulberry's like the wrong side of the tracks of Mayberry.
It's in the movie where the guy has like 10 personalities in his head.
Identity.
And all the people were from Polk County in that movie.
Oh, Lord.
And the last scene is supposed to take place in Mulberry.
Wait, what do you mean all the people? All the extras?
No, all the characters in his head were like from Polk County.
Okay.
And the last scene in it is supposed to be Mulberry, and the girl is supposed to come home to Polk County, and she's in Mulberry on her orange groves. And in the background, you see this huge mountain with snow on it.
Yeah,
that's because they filmed that shit in California.
Right. Plus, it's like, dude, you know John Cusack wouldn't be caught dead in Central Florida.
I don't know. John Waters
His makeup would run.
John Waters and what's that other guy? The guy who did Edward Scissorhands. Stephen, what's his name? I forget his name. Luke. What is the name?
This is what we call dead air.
No, more like dead brain cells. Shut up. It's the freaky guy.
Tim Burton. Hello.
There we go.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm thinking Johnny Depp, but
if anyone doesn't know, Lakeland is where Edward Scissorhands was filmed.
And
like right down our street.
And the water boy. Remember the scene? That Colonel Sanders was tackled in? I was actually my freshman year. My freshman orientation class was in that very room.
Where was this at?
Edge Hall at Florida Southern College.
Oh, okay.
Which, reminder out there to all you radio listeners, don't go there.
Because it's very fucking expensive.
Actually, I've always had the idea of emailing Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden and telling them if they're really ever going to hit anywhere in America,
Oh, we don't say that. All on you have here to do is hit
like Disney World, and then like fucking. There's so many.
Well, see, it's too hard to do Disney World because of security everywhere. Yeah, it's a world, man. You need a college.
It's like its own continent and junk and stuff.
All they have to do is hijack like a Mickey airplane and like run it into it or something. You know what I mean? Or like a no. Peter Pan rocket ship.
The kids would be like, "Oh my god, it's fucking Neverland."
All right, so we got that out of the way. Polk County
Space
Traders.
Mountain got blown to space today.
To space dust.
I want to talk about our 2-year anniversary coming up.
2 years.
2 years of
wait,
Foul
wait.
Monkeys.
Oh, I was like, you and me?
No. On April 29th, I started, well, I was half of the team that started the show.
Dinah.
And I would love to have people call in and wish us a happy 2-year anniversary. So you can do that at 206-984-FOUL. So, yeah, that's David in Denver.
Dude, Dave in Denver, you look like, if you ever see Lady in the Water, you look like the author guy that gets killed, like, near the end, you know? I don't know.
So, yes, 2-year anniversary, I'd really appreciate it if people called in and left us a message. No, we'll do no, a 2-year no, no. anniversary show.
Not the author guy, the movie critic guy, the one that nobody likes in the movie. Sorry. Anyway.
I'm turning your mic off.
That's like the whole show right there.
All right, next up. Frapper Mapper people, which Fry has not joined.
Anyway. You know where he is? He's right there.
No, but he's
Frapper
still needs to join.
Mapper people. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Frapper sounds
the
like something
Frapper
you buy
at McDonald's. Frapper Map is where people sign up and list where they live, so we know where our fans are.
Wait a minute, I have done that on MySpace.
You're not, no, oh, it's not on MySpace.
Well, I just assume. When people say internet, I figure it's MySpace.
Oh, God.
What is it, frapper.com?
These young kids these days.
I'm going to get like a naughty...
FRAPPR.com.
See, that's
just
like
go to the website.
That's like Flickr and
go to foulmonkeys.com.
Okay, the most social maps on the web.
Go to foulmonkeys.com and it'll take you right to our map. So anyway, we have 3 new frapper mappers. We have Casey, who is in Boise, Idaho.
Brother Casey.
We have Luna, who's representing Virginia.
Yeah, Williamsburg. Represent, Williamsburg. Represent.
Luna, how long have you been listening to us? Where did you find us? And
and what do you
what's
wear
up?
At night?
Ever yeah. been to Springfield?
Are your you boobies as big as Lauren's? We need to know.
If they're not, that's okay, because just a
Fry will
is
enjoy them anyway.
Fine. Really, it is.
And then we have Ryan from Orlando, which we know who he is.
O-Town rep.
So.
Right.
That's all I have on my card.
That you just dropped on my foot? Right.
Yes. Oh, we have some phone calls. Do you want to read your poems first, though? This is like really disorganized today.
Your Frapper. Where the hell is Frapper on here? I got Big Fatty.
On the right.
On the right.
Go down.
Uh-huh.
Check out our Frapper map.
There it is. There, thank you.
You're one smart cookie, Fry.
I went to culture.
Dude, party. We are so playing Smash Brothers after this. At least a little bit.
We have
bit.
To eat. I'm gonna, have to he go. Has to go home.
I do. We'll play one game. One game.
One game. Two opponents.
I want to play.
This summer. No. No. The movie guy says, no, you can't. All right, I'll do my poem.
Oh, here wait, I just got Lauren Kleiman. Is she the one?
Lauren.
Lauren, you've got a fantastic picture on Frapper.
And your rack is incredible.
I would say, looking at her rack would actually make me want to go to church.
Dude, that's like.
And that's saying a lot, Lauren. So, dude. You know, I hope you're proud of that. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, well, well, anyway, actually, before I forget, before the poems, I want to talk about, at least one game and one movie that people need to check out. Okay, if you have not seen The Fifth Element, then you
We've
are...
We've talked about this on the show before.
It's okay. That was a while ago. We have new listeners. You are seriously lacking in your movie collection and or you know, movie scene record
thing. Your mom's
thing.
Lacking.
So, lactating. Basically, go see The Fifth Element. it's where Mila Jovovich got her first big, big hit. Because she was in Dazed and Confused.
Fine.
But yeah, she is hot shit. And seriously.
Oh.
And honestly, we watched it on regular DVD. It wasn't on Blu-ray or anything. And it still looks fantastic. And dude, the visual effects still look good. It's like an 11-year-old movie, and it looks fantastic.
It's almost not fair as to how hot she really is.
Yeah, man. I saw so much nipple in that movie, it's not even funny.
Oh.
But anyway, so Chris Tucker's in it, and Bruce Willis is in it, and Gary Oldman, and Ian Holm, and it's really, really funny. And even if you don't like sci-fi, it's still a cool, very strange movie, and every time you turn around, there's something new and weird in it that like you've never seen in a movie before.
And if you're not even a big violence fan, there is one scene in the movie, one scene that you will just turn up your television and sit there for 3 minutes. It's the diva opera.
Oh, yeah. That was
and
really
behind
cool.
her when they open it up, and it basically on the spaceship, and you see the entire planet and the sunset behind
and she goes,
her. Oh, right. Man, I will just take some herbal remedy and zone the hell out.
Yeah,
man.
And Chris Tucker is fucking
made his career.
Dude, hilariously gay right there. Like the gayest of gay. I mean, it's like
no.
It's
his
like
assistants
beyond.
Were the gayest. The yeah, one who had like true. Half that's his true. Head like shaved completely.
He's like
then
Ruby,
just...
Ruby. I just like it when he's talking about Lost in Paradise, and he's like
five nights of women and drinks and coochie coochie coo all night long,
and then he starts singing
all
fucking
night long.
He starts all singing night. Fucking oh Lionel Richie. I can't believe it. But yeah, a very, very good movie. So if you haven't seen it, which most people have, but I never thought it was that like popular. It's kind of one of those like cult movies, you know?
Really?
Like,
I always thought it was huge.
But it's like a lot of people.
I want to be popular.
But you know what I mean? It's not like on any lists anywhere. Like you never hear, oh, The Fifth Element on the top 10, blah, blah, of the 90s. You know, it's like it's never anywhere. Nobody ever talks about it. But at the same time, everybody likes it. So,
that's fair. What's his face is so hot in that movie.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's
when he was still good looking. Cause mm-hmm. now he's all,
old.
Yeah. He's a little too,
well,
I think
know,
the
that's
divorce,
what time the, does gentlemen. Wait
well,
a,
dude, and
know.
The divorce, man, I think the divorce got to him.
Yeah. And I really did not like
well,
it.
I think it might be his divorce and the fact that he's still having, like a threesome with his wife's new husband and him.
Yeah, like he always that's hangs weird. Around when like they all go out with the kids. He's in the that's background true. With his hands around the whole family. Like, I'm still okay with it, everybody. America, it's okay. I'm okay with it.
I know,
it's
and he's giving the husband a look like,
yeah,
and
dude.
If I'm not okay with it, then I'm going to fucking live free and die hard your ass. You know what I mean? I'd be scared of him,
you've seen my movies.
Right? I'll kill you, man.
Live free and die hard versus the butterfly effect. I'll whoop your ass.
And my stunt doubles. But anyway, so yeah, The Fifth Element, and as for the game, I can't think of anything really new that's amazing to play, because it really takes me, I was just telling Fry, it takes me a while to get into new games, because I never spend over $20 on a game. So unless Ricky buys it, like the newest game we have is Smash Brothers, which of course is only about a month old, but it's just like, I don't go out and buy new games. I play games as they come, and then,
no.
You know, whatever I haven't played is new to me. So I'd say... Brian, if you can think of something that's cool, I was going to say Elebits.
Golly. Say what you're going to say what?
Elebits. Elebits on the Wii. I know it's kind of a weird game. It's a strange game. It's probably, so far on the Wii, it's probably my favorite game hands down. Smash Brothers is really close. Galaxy is close. Metroid Prime 3 was really good. But, I mean, it's just, I've never played a game like Elebits before in my life. So, it's good. If you like Katamari Damacy, check it out.
Probably I would recommend, if we're going to be talking about games or anything like
all right.
that. I like the background
sorry.
Music. That's
well, we have to listen to this.
Turn it,
really
turn it down while we talk.
Right. Oh, okay.
People
well,
can't
you,
hear the
no,
words.
No, but they'll hear it as it goes. Turn it down and let them keep talking.
Wait, we'll just wait to play it
no,
until the next show.
No, play it. Play
no.
it, play it.
No.
Just play it.
You're so
just play it.
We'll just play it on the next
why
show.
Would you play the part of it right there and interrupt us and then not finish it?
Because I was hoping you
play it.
No. Continue, Fry.
What's wrong with you?
Let's say
because we only have 6 minutes.
We only have. Are you serious?
You don't have mm-hmm. to play the whole thing.
Oh man!
No,
all right.
No, we don't have to do by 6 minutes.
Well, I will have. I'm going to throw shows. Out the. Probably it's not even out yet, but I've heard a thousand things about it. I've been reading about it. I cannot wait, and I'm sure that a lot of you out there are aware of it. Fable 2 will be one of the next huge releases this upcoming year. That and Gears of War 2. Which are basically, if you have a girlfriend and you buy both of them,
your girlfriend will leave you.
Don't intend on having a girlfriend. So basically, when you go out to Game Store or whatever, you know, Walmart, whatever, get those two games, make sure you run by Walmart, grab a fistful of lube, and a few private movies.
Nice.
Because you're going to be, you know, looking at a good 6 to 8 months of just serious gaming, chronic masturbation, and lonely cold showers.
That's not a bad thing.
Lonely cold showers. Water temperature changes when you lose your
My life's, you know, still on track with that. It's, you know, it's on cruise right now. So.
Aww. All right, no. Read poems.
Poems.
All right. David from Denver. Why, thank you, David. We're totally hip. It took you so long to notice. That's totally a trip. Which, by the way, how long has he been a member?
Over a year.
And he just wrote us a review now?
I guess he's waiting to see if we're really good.
Right. Okay. Speak up some more. We love the attention. Our dirty mouths will likely put us in detention. Glad to know we have friends over in the West, but before we get closer, get your HIV test.
Nice.
All right. And then Brother Casey from Idaho. I need he needs to call us up because I want to hear how he talks.
Me too.
Udaho. I want to hear Idaho, Udaho, Weedaho.
Udaho.
Hang on. All right, Casey, my dear, have you got dyslexia? Getting Ricky and I mixed up is some damn fine perplexia. Ricky's the fat one, mellow and kind. Herb's the stick boy who tell you what's on his mind. I always do. Get it right or else he'll get slapped with dick. Expect some bruises because it won't be Rick's.
Me.
Oh, man.
All right. Do you want to play this video?
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. This is a video by Margaret Cho that we saw on YouTube, and I think it's funny. It's called My Puss.
Oh, Lord. What is
it? All right. So we're going to get out of here right after this. So
this is Ricky.
This is Herb.
Fry.
Episode 152.
Peace.
Because they had our Harvey told. Tell them, Maureen.
Have to watch this.
We hate you, and we wrote this song for you.
You suck. You suck. You suck.
My puss looks so fantastic. Your puss smell like burned plastic.
My puss like it nice and rough. Your puss got some bad dandruff.
My puss is so fine that I flaunt it. Your puss is so old that it's haunted.
My puss make everybody horny. Your puss look like Barney.
My puss won 15 Tonys. Your puss hang down to your knees.
My puss be pretty if it showed. Your puss got its own zip code.
My puss won the FIFA World Cup. Your puss made me sneeze and throw up.
My puss is soft like velvet. Your puss
dead like Elvis.
My peach, my clam, my cookie. Everybody wanna get their hands on my cookie.
Don't wanna rookie, no. Don't getting all nervous. I just wanna pro, give me lip service.
My peach, my clam, my cookie. Everybody wanna get their hands on my cookie. Don't wanna rookie, no. Don't getting all nervous. I just wanna pro, give me lip service.
Suck.
My puss is the best on the block. Your puss invaded Iraq.
My puss, give a shout out. Your puss, a rolling black out.
My puss go straight for the jugular. Your puss get ugly and uglier.
My puss, filet mignon. Your puss, a double coupon.
My puss is keeping it real. Your puss invented the wheel.
My puss, angelic, got a halo. Your puss, so hairy, got an afro.
My puss is decked out in jewels. Your puss run on fossil fuels.
My puss, lesbian fantasia. Your puss need euthanasia.
My puss fly first class. Your puss just look like your ass.
My puss will go down in history. Your puss need to rinse with Listerine.
My peach, my clam, my cookie. Everybody wanna get their hands on my cookie.
Don't wanna rookie, no getting all nervous. I just wanna blow and give me lip service.
My peach, my clam, my cookie. Everybody wanna get their hands on my cookie. Don't wanna rookie, no getting all nervous. I just wanna blow and give me lip service. My peach, my clam, my cookie. Everybody wanna get their hands on my cookie.
Don't wanna rookie, no getting all nervous. I just wanna bro, give me lip service.
My peach, my clam, my cookie. Everybody wanna get their hands on my cookie. Don't wanna rookie, no getting all nervous. I just wanna bro, give me lip service.
Why did you have to have an Arby code? What's wrong with you? You don't own the street. You don't own the whole street. If you want to own the street, why don't you move and buy a street? I'm pro. perfectly happy to move it. You just have to tell me. Why don't you tell me?
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show, but don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
Woohoo!
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of...